Well, good morning and welcome to St. Stephen Woolbrook and to our Tuesday morning reflection. Today is All Saints Day, public holiday in many countries, including France and parts of Germany, but sadly not in this country. But it's the start of a period of reflective remembrance. Today we remember the saints, both those known and those unknown, who have gone before us, set us an example, and have shown us the way. Tomorrow, All Souls Day, we remember and give thanks for those whom we've known and loved personally and who have passed into the brightness of God's presence. And next week, we remember all those who've given their lives in conflict so that we might enjoy peace. Our reading this morning is from chapter 12 of the letter to the Hebrews, verses 1 and 2. Therefore, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us also lay aside every weight and the sin that clings so closely, and let us run with perseverance the race that is set before us, looking to Jesus, the pioneer and perfecter of our faith, who for the sake of the joy that was set before him endured the cross, disregarding its shame, and has taken his seat at the right hand of the throne of God. We're called to be encouraged by the great cloud of witnesses as described in Hebrews, encouraged that we have a strong bond and connection with them, and encouraged that they urge us on from the heavenly grandstands. The stories of the saints are our story. Collectively, they are a supremely diverse bunch from across the ages, not unreachable, not religiously swotty and very pious, as stained glass representations may convey, but gritty, real, flawed characters who accepted their need of God and accepted his call to shine his light in their particular circumstances in our beautiful but broken world. Saints are those who set their risk appetites to high in giving clear priority to the ways of God. This time of remembrance, we're reminded of the confrontation between light and the darkness of evil, evil both man-made and seemingly random evil. On All Saints Day, 1755, Lisbon was almost completely destroyed by an earthquake, as many of its inhabitants celebrated All Saints Day in church. Virtually every church was destroyed. Up to 50,000 inhabitants were killed by the quake or the ensuing tsunami and fire. Philosophers and religious writers mused on the meaning of this catastrophe. Many questioned how a benevolent God in charge of the world could allow this to happen. Some saw it as divine judgment. Others, I think rightly, have seen the earthquake as indicating that God does not always get what he wants in the world. God has the ultimate victory, but doesn't always get what he wants in the everyday activities of the world. God, who is light and love, does not cause or create evil. We don't have a neat explanation for the presence of such evil in our world, but we do know that God, whose Son suffered the worst of darkness in the world, is in the world, alongside and within those who are suffering, in the form of his people, the saints, those whose lives are set apart for God and who are involved in the turbulence of the world, both the saints we know about and the saints known only to God. The stories of those that we do know about, we should share. In addition, of course, to St. Stephen, our patron saints like Maximilian Kolbe, the Polish Franciscan priest who volunteered to die at Auschwitz in the place of a man who had a family, like Martin of Porres, remembered by the church this week, who in the chaos and brutality of the years following the Spanish conquest of Peru provided care for the poor of Lima through provision of herbal medicines, founding orphanages, distribution of food and clothing. He's the patron saint of social justice and interracial harmony. Saints like our Nathaniel Hodges, remembered on a plaque up there, the only doctor to stay in the city during the plague of 1665, tending to his patients and then writing the definitive medical analysis of the plague, only to die a few years later in Ludgate debtor's prison after his business failed. The stories of the saints are our story. Christina Rossetti's poem, All Saints, emphasizes the extent and diversity of this great cloud of witnesses. They are flocking from the east and the west, and they are flocking from the north and the south, every moment setting forth from realm of snake or lion, swamp or sand, ice or burning, greatest and least, palm in hand and praise in mouth, they are flocking up the path to their rest, up to the path that hath no returning. So inspired by the saints, may we run with perseverance the race that is set before each of us. We have a few moments of silence before our prayers. So let us pray. Our prayer this morning is, Father, by your Spirit, bring in your kingdom. Father, by your Spirit, bring in your kingdom. We pray for the coming of God's kingdom. Father, you sent your Son to bring good news to the poor, sight to the blind, freedom to captives, and salvation to your people. Anoint us with your Spirit. Rouse us to work in his name. Father, by your Spirit, bring in your kingdom. Send us to bring help to the poor and freedom to the oppressed. Father, by your Spirit, bring in your kingdom. Send us to tell the world the good news of your healing love. Father, by your Spirit, bring in your kingdom. Send us to those who mourn to bring joy and gladness instead of grief. Father, by your Spirit, bring in your kingdom. Inspired by the stories of all your saints, send us out to proclaim that the time is here for you to save your people. Father, by your Spirit, bring in your kingdom. So, Father, inspire us to shine your light in all that we do today, taking all the opportunities that you provide to spread your love and light. The blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be with you and all whom you love, today and always. Amen. Well, thanks for joining us this morning. We're celebrating All Saints this week at Choral Classics, tomorrow Wednesday at 12:30, and then our Choral Eucharist on Thursday at 12:45. Details on our website and posters around the church. Do have a happy, fruitful day and week ahead. Our next reflection will start in 5 minutes' time.